friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and it's Inspirational Truth time once again to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. So glad I've got that name. Listen, friend, if I didn't have him, if he didn't have me, I wouldn't have anything for you. But since I know Christ, and since Christ is in me, listen, friend, I've got a message that comes from him. Out of His Word that He has inspired and preserved, I'll tell you what, I trust and believe with all of my heart it'll be a blessing to us. We're living in strange times, are we not? Look, it doesn't surprise God. It may have surprised us, and it probably does. It does me. But can I tell you, friend, listen, God's got this. I mean to tell you, God's all over this without a doubt. He is, friend. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. Look, He's got this. He's got me. And He's got you. But we're heading someplace. We certainly are. I believe with all of my heart, the signs of His second coming, the signs of His snatching of the church away are just everywhere. And I've opened my Bible to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, right after 1 Thessalonians, right before the book of 1 Timothy. And I'm going to share a message with you that I believe God has laid on my heart. Hey, I want you to know it's bigger than I am. But that's true for every message that I preach. Devin's going to do a song. The title of it is Fastened to the Rock. And in these days, friend, we need to be there. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, sometimes my hope looks dim, but my faith must be in Him. Looking for answers to come while I wait. Sure, in Jesus Christ I am secure, and I know I am fastened to the rock. I am fastened to the rock, the rock of all ages. In Him I find show me His will. I must wait upon the Lord and stand on the rock. Now my hope is renewed. Lord, my strength, it comes from You. And I know with You that I'll carry on, for my anchor holds fast to this rock that will ever last. How blessed I am to be fastened to the rock. I am fastened to the rock, the rock of all ages. Him I find sweet peace, this I know. For He tells me to be still, and He will show me His will. I must wait upon the Lord and stand on the rock. I know, for He tells me to be
on the rock of ages, thank God. And I've learned, friend, I have learned a long time ago. I may tremble on the rock, but thank God the rock never trembles under me. Hey, I may fall on the rock, but I'll never fall off the rock. Thank God. Thank you for that song, Debbie. Thank you for the message. And thank you for being the kind of lady and wife and godly woman that you are. Again, I've turned my Bible to the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. And I'll just preach down through this as I read, if that's okay with you. And let me give you my text, if I may, for this message. I'm going to talk to you about, this is the text now, when the lights go out. Or when the light goes out. Not lights, but when the light goes out. Boy, light's an important thing, is it not? It's an amazing thing. You know what the Bible says about light? Light is anything that make manifest. I mean to tell you, the light will reveal things. It shows us things, both good and bad. And amazing things happen when the light goes out. I don't know. Well, I'll get it in just a little bit. I'm tore up. I'm just excited. I'm just stirred up with the message. But can I tell you, a lot of things happen when the light goes out. There are not a lot of things that won't show themselves in the light. They'll come out in the darkness. You turn the dark out, and I'll tell you what, they'll crawl out of little cracks, and they'll manifest themselves in ways and in places that, well, we'd be surprised. Do you ever notice how it is in the day? You've heard of the sundowner syndrome, haven't you? You've noticed when you're sick, when the sun starts to set in the west, in the evening, after a day, you felt pretty good. Your temperature go up. Your body will start aching again. You begin to feel bad. Do you ever notice at night just how bad it gets for our children? I mean to tell you, when they're the sickest, it seems like it's in the middle of the night. Do you ever notice when you were a kid, the only time that those monsters and things were trying to get you happened at night after you went to bed? Do you ever notice, friend, do you ever notice just how things seem to get worse when the light goes out? Well, I want to tell you something, friend. Bless God, it's going to get worse in just a little while. Listen, I believe we're living in the last days. I believe just any day now that our Lord could come. I believe, I'm a pre-tribulation rapturist. I believe that Jesus is going to come for His church before the tribulation begins, before the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. I believe He's going to come, snatch us away, like He did Enoch before the flood came, like Revelation tells us in chapter 4:1, when John was called up, when he heard a voice, saw a door open, and man, he was immediately transported into the throne room of heaven before the seals on that book were released or were tore open, and the four horsemen of the apocalypse were released, if you allow me to say it that way. I'm telling you, friend, listen, we're on the verge of something exciting. We're on the verge, bless God, of the greatest possibly Bible prophecy to be fulfilled that we know about, or to be the greatest one that affects this generation that you and I live in. Now listen, our world is dark. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, it's sinful. And the Word of God tells us that the church is both to be salt and light. Isn't that amazing? That's what He tells us in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, maybe verse 13 and 14, somewhere down through there. If you read the whole chapter, you'll find it like I did. Can I tell you something, friend? Look, the church may appear weak to a lot of people. The church may appear like it's failing, and we have failed. We've failed miserably in a lot of ways. But I'm going to tell you something. Everybody listen to me right now. Say amen. I'm telling you, this world is better off with the church here active like it is today than it's going to be when we're gone. Oh, I want you to know, friend, we're the light and we're the salt. Oh, thank God. You know what salt will do? Salt savors things. It makes it taste better, does it not? You know what else it does? It'll keep things from corrupting. It won't reverse corruption. It won't turn it around, but it'll slow it down and it'll preserve things. I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, things are bad in this world. If you agree with me, say amen. But I want you to know that they're about to get worse in a heartbeat. I mean, there's coming a day when Jesus will ascend with the shout of the voice of an archangel. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with Him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And after that, I want you to know things, listen, are going to go downhill really quick. In the book of Matthew, I believe it is, chapter 24, Jesus talked about a period of time like any other period of time on planet Earth. I mean to tell you, the Lord described it in a way that He emphasized there's never been anything like it before, and there'll never be anything like it afterwards. I want you to know something. We're living in a dark day now. Hey, all of us remember the summer that has just passed in the year 2020. We remember that, do we not? We remember the rioting and the looting. We remember Antifa. We remember the Black Lives Matter groups that set our cities on fire, that caused all kinds of havoc under a false premise, if you will. I'm telling you, friend, listen, that's a precursor. That's a foreview of how things are going to be to get after the church is gone, after how the light's been put out, after the salt has been taken away. Listen, friend, we're living in bad times right now. The media is a tool and an ally of the enemy. All that stands against Christianity, all that stands for atheism, communism, and humanism, any kind of spread of false religion, those false religions of the Orient that's come in to America and just has worked havoc. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, listen, the mob or the media is a tool and a lie and an ally for all of the subversive forces in our society that's favoring unbridled permissiveness. Hey, they're all in for pornography. They're all in for perversion of any kind. I mean to tell you, look at what's happened. Bible reading and prayer has been banned from our schools. But every form of moral deviation can be espoused there without any repercussions, without any problems at all. Hey, I want you to know churches become liberal. They become cold. They become spiritually dead, and Satanism is on the ride, on the rise. I want you to look at our courts. They tolerate abortion and even infanticide. I'm telling you, lifestyles are abhorrent in many ways. Perversion is massive. And I want you to know, friend, listen, they say that Christianity and the church is just in the way. They want to silence us. They want to stop us. They want to shut us down. They want to turn us off and turn us out. And I'm going to tell you, friend, you stick around just a little bit. There's a man of sin coming. He'll come after the church has been removed. He'll come, friend, listen. And I'll tell you, you think it's bad now. Literally all hell is going to be turned loose once the Holy Spirit is removed, once it's taken away from holding back all the evil that it is. We just see the beginning of apostasy. We just see the beginning of how things can get bad and be bad. But oh, I want you to know something, friend. Thank God, as long as the church is here, we'll retard that. We'll hold it back. Oh, listen, friend, I wish I had lots of times to delve into this and to explain this and elucidate it and elaborate on it more than I have. But Paul was straightening out a problem here in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. This group of people that he had led to the Lord after three Sabbath days. Listen, he did a Herculean task down there. Preached the gospel, established the church, and taught them, listen, all the major doctrines of the Word of God, even down to eschatology or end time prophetic word. Taught told them about the rapture of the church, told them about how the second coming of Christ. And listen now, Paul said, look, don't be alarmed, don't be upset, don't be soon shaken in mind or troubled. I'm neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as the day of Christ is at hand. Paul said, listen, you're all right. Things are okay. I know you've heard a lie. I know you've been deceived. And listen, deception is one of the great tools of the enemy. Be not deceived is said more than one time in the Word of God. Paul said, listen, it's not the day of the Lord yet. Hey, just hold on. You're having some tribulation. But listen, you ain't seen nothing yet. He said in verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day, the day of the Lord he's talking about, shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Paul is saying, now listen, there's something that's got to happen before we get to the tribulation, before the man of sin is revealed, before that wicked one, before that lawless one comes on the stage of action. Paul said, now look, there's going to be an apostasy. And listen, folks, I believe we're in the last day apostasy, that period of apostasy like no other apostasy that the world has yet known. That time of apostasy, friend, that will directly precede the second coming of Christ. That time of apostasy that sees the church of the Laodiceans manifesting itself, as we read about in Revelation 2:14 and following, under the point that the church has Jesus Christ on the outside, knocking on the door to get in the inside of that which He purchased with His blood, empowered by His Spirit, and entrusted with His Word, and that church of the people's rule, or that church phase and age that's ruled by the people and not led by the Spirit, not governed and guided by the Word of God. But there will be a lot of people that we're seeing it in our day. They'll have a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power thereof. Folks, listen, we're at that place. But Paul goes on to say, now look, that day will not come unless there come a falling away first. And look what else he says. That man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Satan, listen, the reason he got kicked out of heaven, that was because of pride. He tried to intrude into a place that belonged only to God. He wanted the worship the angels gave God, and God kicked him out. Listen, he still wants worship. Do you hear me? He still wants worship. Oh, wish I had time. Wish I had the time to explain that. Now listen to what Paul said. Remember you not? That when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Paul is saying, now listen, it's not the tribulation. It's not that great period of time that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24:41, I believe it is, where there would be a time of trouble and trial unlike any other time that man has ever known. And Paul said that one of the reasons I can tell you it's not that time is because the man of sin, the son of perdition, has not been revealed. It's Matthew 24:21, by the way, not 41. Paul said, listen, There's got to be a time when he's revealed, and he'll not be revealed until the church is taken out of the way. Listen to what he goes on to say. He said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth or hindereth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked one, that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy the brightness of his coming. Well, I like the way the Holy Spirit wrote that, don't you? Hey, he's saying the wicked one is coming. But look what the Holy Spirit moved Paul to say. The Lord's going to consume him with the brightness of his coming and with the spirit of his mouth. Hallelujah. What a great hope we have. Now listen, friend, the devil's already working. The spirit of iniquity is already moving in the world. Do you know what? Every generation of this last millennium or this last century has gone downhill. I mean to tell you, listen, we've decreased. I mean, listen, the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. He came to inhabit the church. And from that period of time to this, He has restrained the wicked one. He has restrained evil. He's held it back. Now I know there's evil in the world. I know there's perversion. I know there's sexual sins, moral sins. I know there's immorality and amorality. I know, listen, that there's problems in the political world. There's problems in the spiritual world. There's problems economically. There's problems globally. There's problems theologically. And about every other thing that you can think about. How the fall of man has affected us all. I mean to tell you, it's permeated society. It's infiltrated everything that's on planet Earth and that has depraved creatures to be a part of it. But can I tell you something, friend? There's a Holy Spirit working in the heart of the church that has baptized believers into the body of Christ, that's enabled us, empowered us, and enlightened us, led us. Give us the gospel, which is the power of God into salvation. Bless God, listen, to be a stopgap to what the enemy would do. But oh, look, folks, I'm going to tell you, one of these days the light's going out. The light's going out, and all hell's going to be broke loose. Hey, I want you to jump over very quickly to Revelation chapter 12 and 13. That's when we see Satan cast out of heaven. That's when we see him, bless God, bring the third woe to planet Earth. They were rejoicing in heaven because the accuser of the brother had been cast down. But the angel said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for the accuser of the brother has been cast down, and he knoweth hath but a short time. That's not a direct quote. You can turn over there and read it yourself. Hey, friend, listen. It's bad now. But you think it's bad now? It's going to be worse. You know what? I'm glad I'm not going to be here. I told you in the beginning of this, I'm a pre-tribulation rapturist. Bless God, I believe that soon the trumpet's going to sound, and I'm going to leave out of here. I'm going to be changed the moment of twinkling of an eye. This mortal shall put on immortality. Those that are dead in the grave that died in Christ, that corruption shall put on incorruption. And we'll be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, it's going to get bad. It is bad, but it's going to get bad. Do you know what? Listen, do you know what legislative bodies will do? Do you know what governors will do? Do you know what mayors of the cities of America would do if there was no restraint, there was no salt, there was no light? I'm telling you, friend, listen, they'd open the floodgates of hell. They would do away with every vestige of good, every vestige of honor, every vestige of holiness. And they're trying to shut us up. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to turn us out. They're trying to turn us away. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, listen. Bless God, it is bad. I'm not telling you that it's not bad. I know it's bad, but it's going to get worse. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, it's going to get worse when we're removed, when we're gone, when Jesus calls us home, and when a time that will be. What a time that will be. Bless God. Listen, the lie is going to be given free rein. I mean to tell you, the Holy Spirit still going to be in the world. He's God. He's omnipresent. But listen, He'll not be restraining. He'll not be holding back. Bless God. He'll still save people. He'll still save people. He'll still have a work. But I'll tell you what, the devil's going to be in control. That man of sin, the Antichrist, that one that's against Christ, that one that'll come in the stead or in the place of Christ. I'm telling you, friend, he'll set up a kingdom. He'll rule over it. I mean to tell you, he'll make men and women take a mark in their forehead or in the back of their hand. And if they don't have that mark, they'll not be able to buy or sell. Won't be able to get their baby help if they're sick with a doctor. I won't be able, bless God, to have any privileges and whatever. Oh, friend, can you hear what's going to happen when the light goes out? Let me end where I began, and I've not even got off the first square. Can I tell you? Hey, listen, friend. Now, the church may be ridiculed. The church may be scoffed at and mocked at. Its message may be denied. They may think that we're silly, that we're stupid, that we're old-fashioned, that we're out of touch, that we're crazy, that we've lost our mind. But can I tell you, when we're gone, when the rapture takes place, when He takes us, bless God, to be changed like unto Him, they'll know. Do you know what I'd do if I were you, sir, ma'am? I'd get right with God. I wouldn't want to be here when it gets worse, and it's going to get worse in a heartbeat. I read Revelation 6 through 19, and you'll see how bad it's going to be. You're going to see how bad it's going to be. Population going to be cut in half. There's going to be deaths by the scores. There's going to be plagues and pestilence. There's going to be pain. There's going to be fear and trouble. There's going to be death. There's going to be all kinds of bad things. Won't you turn to Christ? Repent of your sins. By faith receive Him. And do it quickly. He may come before this message is done. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.